Recording. You know how to delete things from here?
Yeah, just tell them to make sure the memory is used, being used is not the internal one. It's the
here it says memory full.
I know, but I'm saying it's.
So this is the voice recorder.
Okay, I mean we still.
I'm saying when on the voice recorder, make sure it's not using the internal memory. It should use the external chip.
Okay. Okay, we still have the okay. You have a phone here?
Oh, yeah, we can use my phone.
As a backup. I mean, we have the recording here, but just in case. And also today is my grandmother's yahrzeit, Esther Bas Baruch. Okay. So the Zechen Nishmas, my grandmother as well. This is Esther Cohen. Okay. So we're doing Tumas Kohanim. So there is a important discussion in the Rishonim as to what is the status of Goyim or Goyim Metame Bemes.
Rebbe, I think we had a similar question when we went to China, to the Great Wall of China. Because in the wall, a lot of the Chinese people were murdered and killed in there. They were killed in the wall. So the question was, when we were there, were Kohanim allowed to walk on the wall?
I hear. Very interesting. So the Rambam on page 33, Rambam says, Echad ha-meis m'Yisrael o'min ha'akum metabe b'magol v'masa. So the Rambam Shita is that a goy is not metame ba'ohel. So only b'mago masa. So the koyin would be in the same room with a goy, as long as he's not touching the goy, he would not. Have any problem of tumma. And where does this come from? This comes from a Gemara in Yevamos. On Daf Samach. See what page that is in the packet here. Tanya v'chena v'am shimam yochari omer kivrei akum einim metamim ba'ol shenema v'tein soni son marisi odom atem kuruim odom v'ein ove kachovim kuruim odom here on page 30. Some that shimam ben yochai says kivrei akum einim metamim ba'ol. So that's the opinion of the Rambam. However, there's another opinion based on the Shita. So that Shita of the Rambam is based on Rav Shimon bar Yochai. But there's another Shita based on the Mishnah in Oalos. In Perek Yudchas Mishnah Tes on page 31. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Ir Goyim Shecharva Ein Ba Mishum B'dor Goyim. In other words, if you have a non-Jewish city that was decimated, so perhaps, so there are a lot of potential dead bodies there. And so the question is, are you allowed to walk there now? The Goyim used to live there, but now it's no one's living there. Animals are there, you know. So the Rav Shimon Gamliel says you don't have to worry, because so he's saying that Rav Shimon Gamliel, that since it was decimated and the animals ate everything up, so but the inference is that it would, had it not been for that everything was eaten up, there would be metame even by oil. So Rav Shimon Gamliel's shita is that goyim and metame and everything. Shimon Bar Yochai says, and that's how the Rama paskins, magumasa, not the oil. So this is a very machmir shita, Shimon Gamliel. Then you have the Tosis in Bava Metzia. On page 35. Actually, go over to page 36 on Yukuf Yudal of the base. But on Kuf Yudal of the Al, it tells the Maisa, Ashkhe Rabba Baravuah Eliyahu, that Rabba Baravuah bumped into Eliyahu Hanavi, who was in a cemetery of Goyim, and he started asking something in learning. So then he said to Eliyahu Hanavi, aren't you a Kohen? How are you allowed in the cemetery? Lav, aren't you a Kohen? Lav Kohen Umar? My time to come, my basic course. So he says, well, I follow the opinion of Shimon Ben Yochai that Goyim are Matame Boil. So Tosa says that even though we don't really paskin like Rav Shimon Ben Yochai, we paskin like Shimon Gamliel. So he says he was just matche. In other words, it wasn't really. In other words, really, the halacha is that like Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. So Eliyahu was just pushing him off. But the real reason is that so what's the real reason that he was allowed to go in the cemetery is because the coffins, Bishop the Rova Ronos Islam Posech Tefa, Fish Mokum Shalom Gozu. Right, in other words, the coffins had Posech Tefa, so they weren't Matame, because so the tumor is not going to spread. So that was the real reason. So again, so we have the opinion of Shimon Bar Yochai that Maga Masa Naba Oil. We have the opinion of Shimon Gamliel that it's Matame and everything. And then we have the opinion of the Urayim that says that a Goy is not Matame but Maga, or mas, even not b'maga or b'masa. That's the opinion of the Sefer Yireim here on page 37. That's the first thing. And then he says, that it's not only ba'oil. Because kol nazir, kol shah nazir megaleh chaleh kohen muzar leh. That a kohen is only muzar and something that a nazir would have to shave if they would come in contact. So therefore he says a Kohen is not metame. So Nozer is mutter and may say akum, so therefore a Kohen is not Nozer. So Mavela, that's the sheet of the rain. So the question is, so how do we pass it? So if you look at the Tshuvas HaRash on page 39, Sheshaltim Kohen Yochel Leilech Al Kivrei Goyim. This is the Machlokes. This is Hamda Hol like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And some that disagree. And he says, Reisius Rabbi Meir, the last part of the, before the end of the brackets on page 40, the first word in line is, Reisius Rabbi Meir, Ram Rutenberg, Shem Mocha Bekonim Shololeilach Al Kivrei Goyim. That he would be, Ram Rutenberg in here, tell people not to go over Kivrei Goyim. So that, and that's what the, in here on page 41, the Tshuvas Psakim and Hagim of Ram Rutenberg, it says, Reisius Rabbi Meir, Shem Mocha Bekonim Shololeilach Al Kivrei Goyim. Kusim. It would be Mochav Amachmer Tovah Olav Brach. By the way, if you want to see the Boaz from yesterday, remember I told you that the Boaz said that there's no Din Sof Tumah Lotzeis. So he says, "I'll call Padim Gam Sof Tum Lotzes Halachi V'Yeshlo Udurar V'Shech Halachi Yeshlom." The mace, last word on the line is Ovid Kochavim here on page 42. The last word on the line is Kochavim on the left side, towards the bottom. Halachi Yeshlom the mace Ovid Kochavim Lo Gamrin and Halacha. Whereas this Halacha of Sof Tum Lotzes was not said by Goyim. So in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down on page 46. The Shulchan Aruch says in the Ramah, Yesh Omrim Dekonim Osurim Letamei. Yeah, Yesh Mekilin. Wait, 1 second. So this is not the Ramah I was looking for. You have the Ramah here on Shin Ayin Beis. Shulchan Aruch Shin Ayin Beis. See if we can find that. Does anyone have it? Shin Ayin Beis, Shulchan Aruch. Shin Ayin Beis. Here we go. Page 7. Is that page 7? Yeah. No, I don't. The next
Is it on page 27, Rabbi?
Let's see. Yeah, here we go. Very good. Thank you, Avram. Tivrei Akum Nochon Lizar Kon Milele Chaleim. So it says Nochon. It's the proper thing. But and the Rambam says Avol Pi Shiish Mekilin. Right, that's the Rambam. Nochon Lachmer Avol Kevil. So it's Nochon Lachmer. So that's part of the discussion, you know, with the Cohen and medical school. Is one of the ways that people get around it is they have somebody in their group to touch the cadaver. But obviously, they're still going to be in the room. So they're going to be relying on the sheet of the Rambam that the that it's not metame the oil. Because, and then, you know, the Shulchan Aruch says, Nochon Lizayer.
But Rabbi, how do you know that the cadaver wasn't a Jew? Maybe he was a Jew that wasn't religious.
Right, that could be, but I guess there's a very strong rove that that it's going to be a guy. So, because in the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say it's Mamash, it says Nachon Lizayer. You know, it's not Mashma that, like, that it's... So that's one mahalach that people try to use, is that to rely on the Rambam.
What about a medical school in Israel? Would that might not necessarily be that rove.
Yeah. So the yeah. Then if I don't know, you would have to check to see where they get their cadavers from in Israel.
Hmm.
I don't know. Okay. Okay. Now there is another discussion here.
Rebbe, isn't there a Rivet sheet?
We're gonna get to that. We're getting that. We're getting there. We're getting there. Excellent. We're getting there. Yep. So let's see. Let's see what these sheets are. So there is a Gemara in Nozir. It's Gemara in Nozir. The machlokes between Rabba and Rav Yosef. And the Rambam and Ravid about this. You have the Gemara Nozir on Mem Beis Amud Beis. What page is that here in the packet? Yeah, it's on page 20. Idmar Amar Rabba Amar Rav Huna. Mikra Moli Dibar Kosa Loi Tamek Shehu Omer Lo Yovel Asir Al Tumu Asir Al Abiyah. Al Tumu Tumu Lo. So this is the question. What's the din if a person is holding on to a dead body? Could he go ahead and touch another dead body? He's already holding onto dead body A. Could he go ahead and touch dead body B? So this is a machloikis. Rav Yosef holds that if a kohen is touching a dead body, so he violated a law of the Torah. So if they bring another dead body and he touches the second dead body, he's not chayef. If it's the chibur, meaning the kohen is still touching the first mace at the time that he touches the second mace. So that's Rav Yosef Shita. That Tumah b'chiburin, he's not chayiv. That's the opinion of Rav Yosef. And Rabba holds no, that if a kohen So if he's it's b'chibur, if he touches the second mace, but he's still touching the first mace, and Rabbi says that a kohen can touch another dead body even after having let go. Rabbi says that even if he, Rav Yosef says it has to be b'chibur. If he's touching dead body A and he's still touching it, he can touch dead body B. But if he let go, no. And Rabbi says that even if you let go, so the Rambam says in Hilchas Ovel, Perek Gimel, Halacha Zayin. That if a kohen is touched dead body A and then lets go, and then he touches later that day, it's not b'chiburin, so he's going to be chayav malchus. So let's see where the Rambam is. What page? So the Rambam says, "Is it, if it's b'chiburin, yeah." Well, you can take a look in the Rambam Naziris here. The Rambam says, "Nitbul ameis ba'amim harbe al bishachayv malchus on kolachas v'achas." Because of an ogre. So if it's tuba b'chiburin, then you won't be chayav. But if it's b'chibur, so that's the discussion of Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. That's Rabbi Yosef sheet is b'chibur.
Rabbi, can I ask a crazy question?
What's that? No, not yet. So the Ravid disagrees. So the Rambam says it has to be b'chibur, right? Like Rav Yosef. It's b'chibur, and then he's not chayiv in the second one. It's not b'chibur, and he is chayiv. Right? Rambam says even not b'chibur. So the Ravid disagrees. And he says that even Maga Shalom B'chiburin is not Matame. Even Maga Shalom B'chiburin, that's the opinion of Rabba. And then So the Ravid says we pass to like Rabba, that you don't need b'chibur. Rambam says you need b'chibur. But the Ravid says another Chiddush that. So the Rambam says you need b'chibur, and the Ravid says you don't need b'chibur. So the Ravid says that b'zman hazeh, and this is Rabbi Avraham Ratner's. He says v'akonim b'zman hazeh t'mei meisen. So the Ravid says you don't need b'chibur. So he says, well, today every kohen is t'mei meis anyway. Stomach one time in his life he got contact with a dead body. So Mamela, he has no problem being re-matame because you don't need the chibur.
Would he only need chiburin in Beis Mikdash times when he's being metahir in between? Because the pasuk is nefesh lo yitama be'amav, right? So, but he's already tameh, so doing a second one wouldn't do anything, wouldn't change his status at all.
Right, so that's what the Ravid is saying. That the Ravid holds you don't need, the Rambam says you need the chibur. So you have to be touching it, may say, if you're touching may say, even though it was also for you to touch may say in the first place. But if you touch
even
Meisei,
nowadays,
there's no to touch Meisei. But the Ravid says you don't need b'chibur. So if you don't need b'chibur, and not only you don't need b'chibur, and as long as didn't even if it didn't happen today, because you could say if it happened today, then you're not being most of anything. But yeah, as long as you tell me at one point in your life, so then and there's no paraduma to be matar you, so then. Then you're okay. So comes the Noda Behuda in the Togel Mervava on page 27. And says, that goes over to page 28. He quotes the Ravid. Then it says, Omer Yecheskel. So he says that it could be that the Mishnah Melech says that according to the Ravid, there's no Isser for calling to be Metame. He's already told me once before. But then he says, no, maybe not. That maybe the Ravid only meant it for Chiyuv Malchus, but still there's an Issa, and maybe even an Issa Daraisa. Maybe even an Issa Daraisa. So then that's not going to help if you want to going to go to medical school to be sobech on the Ravid. So maybe, see, one possibility is to go to medical school and sobech on the Ravid that the Kohanim are to Mei Mesim. And the Ravid holds you don't need b'chibur. Which is, and Rabbi Kiveger is saying, in the Shud Rabbi Kiveger, he held no. That the Ravid Shita is that there's no Isser at all. That's here, page 23. The second arrow. Hachi Mashma, Midivei Ravid, Akonim is Manazah Inayim Mechiv Tumah. There's no Isser at all. So there is a famous tshuva from the Chasam Sofer What page? Do you have the Tshuva Chasam Sofer here? What page? Anyone see what page?
Rabbi, there's a Tshuva on page 8.
What page?
Page 8, there's a Tshuva. I don't page know. Page 8.
Well, page 8 was the that Tshuva we had the other time. Is that? I don't know if that's what we're doing. Is there another Tshuva? Or it's in the Shulchan Aruch. Let me tell you what he says, and then you'll find it. Oh, here. It's on page 56. So he says that I'm here in the Kavina Talia. So the Chasam Sofer says, when I was a young boy, and my Yusuf Maimu de Mori Chosid Shibakun Agon Nosan Adler, he's his Rebbe. So they were going, they were on a journey, and they passed Prague. So when they got to Prague, they went to visit the Noda Behuda. And they were talking and learning about this rival. I have Pulum but they arrive it. Ever the Mori Zatzal as a Shakosov of Gilgono, Pilpul of Nifidus and Mizev, Khlifu Pilpulum, Ania Yisi Motzi, Bath Chazabo, Gon, Homsim of Gilgon, Haka Omer, Yesma, Liboni, Harzak, Mosh, Shnaim, Natsasi, Shakos of Rabbit, mean name, the Osimena Torah. So he, that the Noda Behuda retracted his opinion. That originally he said that there's no Isser. Bizman Hazeh. And then he said that the so originally the Noda Behuda said what? That there was a that it was first the Noda Behuda thought that there was no answer at all, and then he changed his mind and said that just because Shalom B'chiburin, you don't get Malkus doesn't mean that it's Mutter. And therefore originally the Noda Behuda thought it was Mutter, like the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. But then in the end, he said what he says now in the Dogum Revava that it's still awesome. And then he writes, Chasam Sofer, that he's looked in the Tamim Deim, that's in the packet here, of the Ravid's writings of himself. It seems to say that it's... Rabbi himself seems to say that there's an issue. But so this is the famous thing that people quote the Tamim Deim at the end of Makkos. It's here in the packet. You'll see what page it is. But Rabbi Tuchman likes to point out that Perhaps there's no raya from the Tamim Reim, because the Ravid in the Tamim Reim is saying Pshat and Rav Yosef, that you need Chibur. So if you need Chiburin, if you don't have Chiburin, then it's going to be awesome. But Rabba, who says you don't need Chiburim, maybe Lavdavka, that it would be an Issa at all. So that was Rabbi Tuchman's aura. So the only question is, okay, so you want to be Matir, so with the Ravid, okay. But what about the Shittas of the Rambam? Rambam says you need Chibur, like Rav Yosef. But how do you touch the first mace in the first place? So there is a din in the Torah of Cherev Orei Kecholov, that Kecholov Cherev of a mace, that if you're touching a metal thing that had Tumas mace,
a pen.
Yeah. So there's Machlokes Haposkim, Rishonim, whether a Kohen is Muzer or Kerev Urei Kecholov. Because maybe that's not Tumashar Nozim Galechalov, like somebody points out. So maybe a Kohen is not Muzer on Kerev Urei Kecholov. That's the famous Machlokes, Rav Shechlos likes to quote the closest to Nozir, between Rabbi Natam and Rabbi Chaim Kohen. Whether a Kohen is, so if you hold that a Kohen is not Muzer on Cherev Urei Kecholov, so then you basically can have a metal watch, it'll become Nitba with a mace, and you'll have the Kohen wear it, and then he'll go and do all his touching all the mace he wants, because it'll be B'chiburin. Because normally, how do you get it B'chiburin? You can't touch the first mace, but if you can find a mace that a Kohen is allowed to touch, so then he could touch that mace. And then what is the mace that a Kohen is allowed to touch? So that's the Cherev Harei Kecholov. Rabbi Natam says that a Kohen cannot touch a Cherev Kecholov, but Rabbi Chaim Kohen says no, that a Kohen is not Musar, because he says every house must have a Cherev Kecholov. He says, then he quotes, that's the Tosfos in Nozir on Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Eiza Bayis Asher Tivnuli. How are you going to ever have a house that a Kohen can go walk into? There'll always be a Cherev Kecholov in the house. And a Cherev Kecholov is like the mace itself. Well, so this was the... But Rav Chaim Kohen says Kohen's not Musar on a Cherev Urei Kecholov. So this was the famous tshuva that Rav Shlomo Goren wrote. There is a sefer on page 47. And this is Rav Shlomo Goren's tshuva. No, I always ask this every year. Anyone can answer except for Max. Here's the tshuva. Who did he write the tshuva to? Rav Shlomo Goren, page 47. What does it say?
Ari Waxman.
Who's that?
I have no idea.
No? Anyone know who that is?
Shalvin.
What?
From Shalvin. Or a different one.
I mean, Ari Waxman from Shalvin. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what I thought you would say. But that's not, that's only for people who don't know the far history of YU. Because that's not who it's written to. It's written to Rav Larry Waxman. It's not Ari Waxman, it's Larry Waxman. Larry Waxman was a math teacher in MTA, math or whatever. He taught in MTA. He was a big Morasha person. And he made Aliyah many years ago. And Max, you're related to him, right?
Yeah, he married my cousin.
Married his cousin. So that's why Max is the only one here who knows who Larry Waxman was. So that's why I thought everyone would say Ari Waxman, that's the only one you know, but it's not. It's Larry Waxman. And he writes this tshuva to Larry Waxman about students who want to go to medical school. Could they go? So one of the things he relies on is this tshuva, that the whole cherev kacholol, so then one could, and that a coin's not muzer on it, so you could take a metal thing, metame it to the mace, and then have tumah b'chibur, right? And then it would be okay. And that was his heter. There was others that had this as well. However, big question is, how do you get to the first mace, right? You know, tumah chiburim, the second one, it could be okay, but how do you get the first one? So if you have, so that was his thing. So why didn't everyone accept this thing? So Rabbi Bleich wrote a piece in where he says that no. In other words, what's the din? Why is tumah b'chibur mutter? Because they learn out from a drasha that he's mechul of the omed, right? Page 55. Minayin shekoyin shemeis munach al seifo lo shito lo meis umeis nagabo yachol yechay tam lo yichalo mishehu enem schala yatzezeh shu mechul of the omed. So he says, but maybe the din of tumah b'chiburim that the Rambam says is maybe only if it's a, because he's mechul of omed. But the whole idea of cherev kacholol is that it's mutter, so he's not considered mechul of omed. So maybe therefore it wouldn't apply. But maybe not if you have something that he's nitma, the heter, but he's not considered cool, maybe you don't have such a heter. So Bekitz, you know, Rav Moshe was very against it, and Rav Soloveitchik was very against Kohanim going to medical school. Moshe was against it. You know, in other words, they didn't work with this, this heter of Rav Goren. There are Kohanim that do go to medical school, Kayadua. And so some of them rely on the idea of the Rambam that it's not matame ba'oil, and then they get their partner to, if it works out, to get a partner in the lab group to do the touching. But okay, that's assuming like the Rambam, which is not a crazy thing to assume, because we said it, Shulchan Aruch just says nochem l'achmir, doesn't say, not everyone, but then, many Rabbanim just told Kohanim they should not go to medical school, not to be so mech on any of these coolers. So these were, these were the discussions. I remember Rabbi Tendler used to tell people, if you're a good student and the medical school really wants you, so then you have more negotiating. But even that is negotiating that you shouldn't have to touch. But Mustama, you can still have to rely on the, I think even he, I think, agrees that you can still have to rely on the idea that the following the Ram Shita, that is not metame the oil.
Okay. Rebbe, is it still called touching if he touches the body with an instrument, like not directly with his hands?
So it still could be masa, could be other things, But again, they're all from Kohanim that are doctors, but we try to discourage. They say that there's going to be a day that you can do everything on the computer. We'll see if when we come to that day or not. But this is the Lumbus, the Rambam, the Ravid, before. Okay, Rabbosai, today, so we have officially have finished the Limud now. I want to thank everyone for coming, especially those that, are here from the beginning till the end. That's not so simple. When did we start?